On Wednesday, oil prices hit an 18-year low. Now, that's not entirely because of coronavirus, says Mark Agerton, professor at UC Davis.
In terms of energy markets, there are two big events. And one is COVID-19, and the other one is going to be the crash in oil prices.
Oil prices crashed largely because Saudi Arabia flooded the market with cheap crude, driving prices down. But
COVID-19 is going to almost certainly put us into a recession, which is going to reduce demand for energy.
Both affect oil and gas producers here in the Ohio Valley, many who were already struggling with low natural gas prices, says Charlie Bird, executive director of the Independent Oil and Gas Association of West Virginia.
These falling prices, you know, present a challenge for lots of small companies who are already with the low natural gas prices striving to remain viable and in existence.
Now, while drillers in Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky do produce oil, it's a drop in the bucket compared to places like the Permian Basin in Texas or the Bakken in North Dakota. And with oil prices so low, those big plays are likely to slow down. That could be good, at least a little, for producers in the Appalachian Basin, says Agerton.
And so that's going to maybe potentially mean that the Marcellus doesn't have to ramp down production quite as much.
As in other sectors, oil and gas workers are practicing social distancing, and many are working from home when possible, according to national trade associations. That's similar to what's happening at power companies across the region. Regulators in Ohio and Kentucky have also issued orders suspending power shutoffs for non-payment of energy bills. West Virginia's officials haven't mandated that, but the region's two power providers say they won't disconnect services during the coronavirus crisis. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.